Hello everyone, today I'm going to talk about XAML, this stuff that is so key to Silverlight. I want to talk a little bit about why it's being used in Silverlight, and I want to give you a little secret that helps it all make sense. If you're new to Silverlight, I'll just say that XAML is an XML, a declarative sort of language that describes the user interface for Silverlight. So for example, you have in your XAML, this XML, you might say button, and then a button appears in the screen. Okay, so why do we have this stuff? Well, it turns out that when we write more declarative sorts of languages like XAML, it gives us some really interesting benefits. One of those is that it's more toolable. We can have tools, think in this case Blend, for example, that you can use to edit and change and tweak, and you can even have designers, non-code people, use these tools to come in and change and make your application ultimately better. In fact, that's one of the great parts of Silverlight, is that we can have designers using the same assets, and they can come in and design according to their vision of how the application should look. But there's also some more here, I think. One other key thing is that this language, this XML that describes the user interface, it's parsable, right? And a lot of times that means it's parsable by tools that are going to either output or read XAML or whatever. But it also means that it's consumable by other tools, or at least conceivably so, for tools like Googlebot, right? So the Google search engine, there's no reason that it couldn't pop open those app files, read that XAML, and then go ahead and have search information based on what it finds there. There's also some other benefits, though, and this has to do with declarative languages. We're more saying what the framework should do, and we're saying less about how the framework should do that. And in tomorrow's world of programming, these sort of languages are going to be popular for the reason that when we tell a framework what to do, it can decide on its own how to do that. One of the things it can do is, if it just has the what information, it can go ahead and it can break its task up among, say, different processes, or it can decide how to do things differently based on whatever platform it's on, and it makes those sort of things a lot easier. So I think we're going to see more of this in the future as we get more processors and we have more and more potential to break things up among processes and have them run quicker. Now, the sort of question that comes up is, when should we use XAML, right? Because, as it turns out, a lot of the stuff we can do in, say, C# or VB.net. So when do you put it in XAML? The answer there is that you put however much you can put into XAML at the beginning of your application, you put as much as you can and no more. And the reason is that makes it toolable, it makes it nice and declarative for the other benefits we just talked about. And then if you have dynamic stuff, you go ahead and you put that in C# or whatever, and you just sort of bite the bullet there and let it run and just say, well, it's not going to be accessible to the tool, but guess what? There's nothing we can do to make it so. Now, the sort of secret, I think, to understanding XAML is that if you look at some XAML, you might look at something and you see, oh, I see a rectangle element. And inside of the rectangle element is a rectangle.renderTransform element. And inside of that, it holds a rotateTransform element. When I first looked at that, that sort of thing didn't make sense to me. And here's the secret that makes it all fall together. XAML is a serialization format for .NET types. So what that means is, in this example, there is a rectangle object. That rectangle object has a render transform property, and that render transform property gets assigned the rotate transform object. So if you think about it that way, if you think about this XAML tree in terms of here are the objects and the sub elements map to the properties and we can assign then new objects to those properties. If you think about it that way, all of a sudden the format starts to become clear, but also some other things start to become clear. For instance, XAML is being used in workflow. Well, how does that make sense? Well, if it's a serialization format, it's basically keeping track of .NET types, which of course is going to be useful in something like workflow. And maybe it'll even be useful in something like printing. And Ian Griffiths has even said that it could also be useful for perhaps even being a wire format, right? We could serialize our objects, we could put them in this XAML, and potentially at least we could ship them across the wire. So there you go. That's XAML. That's sort of the essence of XAML. That's why we use it. And that's also the sort of secret that it's a serialization format, to understanding the syntax and making use of it.